The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance, and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Evangelii Dicta de Leonto Nostro Licta. I think I've said multiple times before that the problem with the Pharisees wasn't that they were religiously strict. It was that their religious practice wasn't changing them, that they had this fixation on doing, checking all these boxes. And they didn't recognize that all the actions, all the works of their religion were given to them by God to help them, to open them up to his grace. That's what they were for. The Pharisees were so fixated on checking off the boxes as if they were justifying themselves. And of course, that's not going to work. I mean, not only the law of Moses in general, we know that the law of Moses, didn't bring ultimate justification anyway, but even the relative justification of making your peace with God through the law of Moses at the time before Christ, it was, it's never true in any era of salvation history that we can fix the gap between us and God, right? We have to participate, and so there are things we need to do. There are practices we need to keep. There are moral code that we must abide by, sure. So it's not just, it's not just only a, kind of like a Calvinist sort of faith alone sort of thing. Well, I just believe in Jesus and everything's okay. No, there are things, there's content to your faith. If your faith is true, you will behave accordingly. Right? And it's not merely a sign that your faith is accurate. It's the manifestation of you taking on and living out the grace that God gave you. God gave you the grace to seek him in the first place, and he offers you the grace that will fuel your life and fuel the activities of your life, but you have to participate. Okay. The problem with the Pharisee was he thought that, well, I'm just checking the boxes. I'm doing this. Lord, look at all these things I'm doing. Lord, essentially, it's not being motivated by God's grace and then acting. It's acting and expecting to earn God's favor, which that's not a authentic way of thinking, right? That's the pagan way of thinking, that gods need placated, right? That you can, it's a transactional relationship between you and God. That's not true. The tax collector, he knows who he is. He's a tax collector, right? So he's kind of outcast in society. He's looked down on. He's collaborating with the Roman occupiers. He's not in a good place socially. Tax collectors generally weren't terribly honest because the way they made their money was, they were set the amount of tax they needed to collect. And so, of course, people resented them for that. But then on top of that, the way they made their money was that they increased the tax they collect, so they got to keep the overage, right? So and you can imagine in a position like that, it would be very, very easy to be corrupt. It would be very, very easy to just, just add another shekel onto the tax. And that multiplies out, right? And who knows what else he was up to. He's a hypothetical person. I guess this is all we know about him because he's a story that Jesus is telling. But you can imagine when Jesus says a tax collector, you're imagining a sinner. You're imagining like a traitor to the people. You're imagining someone whose very livelihood involves dishonesty. He comes to the temple area and he begs God for mercy. Have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. I know what I'm about. I know what I am. I know who I am. And I need your help. I need you to help me because I can't help myself. I'm a tax collector. I'm a sinner. The tax collector goes home justified, even though he is a sinner, because he came to God with honesty. Right? He came to God knowing that God is the one who's going to solve his situation, not just reward him for checking off boxes like the Pharisee. And we as Catholics, it's, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to our faith. There's a lot of stuff we do in our faith. And it can become very easy to become Pelagian or semi-Pelagian, which is the heresy, which is the error of thinking that you earn God's favor by doing stuff. Or by your own effort, that you just grit your teeth hard enough and you can become a virtuous person. No, we have to understand that everything is grace. Everything's a work of God's grace. And we can come before him with honesty. Now, true humility is seeing yourself accurately as God sees you. Right? So it would be just as prideful to come in and, you know, to say like, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, I'm such a sinner. Hey, everybody, look how humble I am. Right? That's not good either. Right? You can't do that. And that, you know, there are, you know, people who make kind of a show of their humility. Or maybe even privately, even in their heart, praying to God, like, I'm so horrible, Lord, I'm so horrible. I'm a worm and you're so great. And you're tearing yourself down and you secretly don't really mean it. You just feel like you need to grovel because you're talking to God. But you don't. Pusillanimity. Smallness of soul is a form of pride, right? Tearing yourself down lower than you actually are, that's a form of pride. That actually is just as much pride as, and perhaps more in some ways, than outright boasting. But that's not what the tax collector was doing. He saw himself accurately. He saw himself as someone in need of God's help, and he flung himself on God's mercy, on God's help. And his prayer was heard, and he went away justified. Because he came to God honestly. And he was willing to encounter God on God's terms rather than sort of showing up, having everything arranged like the Pharisee and coming before God and saying, okay, essentially, like, thank you for all these, you know, thank you, quote unquote, right? It's more, thank you for this opportunity to talk about how wonderful I am, right? That sort of attitude is not going to get you anywhere. Not the least because he didn't ask for anything. Or he's just standing before God boasting how wonderful he is. God likes to be asked. I mean, that's maybe even one, the clearest sign of even beyond his boasting, even beyond his thinking he's earning God's grace, even beyond all his pride about how wonderful he is and how many boxes of Jewish religion he checks off. In his prayer, he doesn't ask for anything. He doesn't come before God as if he needs anything from God. The tax collector cuts straight to the point. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Right? He comes with a petition, and I know there's other prayers beyond petition. But even then, even if it's like adoration or praise or something, that sort of prayer, it's still you're coming for God in that point. The Pharisee's not really coming for God other than trying to cash in his chips. And so for us, we just need to see this example and be like the tax collector, not in his, you know, dissolute way of living. But we want to be like the tax collector in the way that when he stands before God, he stands before God honestly. Like, it's like he's kneeling before God because his state is is humble, but he comes before God honestly, without pride. Not least the pride of thinking that he's doing this all himself, knowing that God alone can give him what he needs.